Not so nice. But no, Miss Karen, not. Being the NASCAR guru that she is,
that I was today,
able to navigate the roads and find her way here on time. And it's great to see you. It's nice to have you back in the studio.
Yes.
The Positive Point on Aging is what we call our segment here that we run each and every Tuesday from 8:30 until 9 o'clock. And so let's dive into some of the things we're going to talk about. Fun things to keep you and your loved one active.
Yeah, it's spring, so it's time to get out of the house, even though there's a lot of pollen out there.
Yes.
It's still time to get out and start doing stuff because we've all been in our houses for so long. Even in Columbia, it's not been really cold,
right.
But most people don't get out. I guess if you have snow, you get out and play in the snow. But when it's just cold, people just sort of hunker in. So what do you do to keep yourself active? And obviously, to me, the first and foremost is walking. There's lots of walking things you can do in the Columbia area. And I don't think most of us think about it. You know, I live up in Chapin, so I know what's up in that area. But there's a lot of stuff around here that you can go and take your loved one with you on these gorgeous days that we're having. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You can wear a mask if you have to for the pollen. But other than that, you know, go to the Riverwalk Park. Go walk along the river. Those trails are amazing, and they're easy to walk. There's nothing wrong with them.
Sesquicentennial
State Park is a nice place to go. The Palmetto Trail, I don't know if you guys have ever done that. That's pretty flat. I mean, they follow the railroad track, so it doesn't have a lot of hills. You can go walk in the woods. It's safe. It's gorgeous out there. Walk the dam. How many times do I cross the dam? Every day. And I just tons of people walking the dam. And it's beautiful. You don't have to rush it. You can stop and look at things. And they're working over there now. So it's kind of fun to watch them working around the dam. So take somebody and walk out there. One that I used to take the kids to, but I don't know. I haven't been out there in years. But it's Peachtree Rock. I know the rock fell over, and it's not really Peachtree Rock anymore. But it's still a really cool place to go and hang out in the woods. Congaree Swamp. Have you guys done that lately? Congaree Swamp is really fun. And it's getting time for the firefly excursion thing that they do because all the fireflies converge here.
Yeah.
So at nighttime, it's really fun to go do that. You do have to put your name, I think, in a lottery.
There's a lottery, yeah.
Yeah, for that. But that's really fun to do, too.
That sounds like I've never done that in all the years I've been here.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
It's busy. And you're not going to go by yourself, so just be aware of that. But it was kind of cool. We went about 5 years ago, and it was fun.
Yeah.
When you put your name in for a lottery for something like that, do you put your family name in or just in each individual?
Well, you would increase your chances of winning with each individual.
They
but...
probably do it by your house, your address.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do the lottery. They were just, you know, you called and got tickets and you had to go on a certain day. But shortly thereafter, like 2 years later, they started doing the lottery.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know
they sell
how
out.
They're running it.
Yeah.
But it usually, lotteries are usually done by house addresses. So
sure.
If you have kids living in different places, you can use that. But you have to think of it that way.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. I mean, I know that's a nighttime thing to do. And sometimes you can't take somebody with dementia out at night. But if it's just, you know, you just need to get out and they're okay with that, then it's a great path to walk. And, you know, you get to see the lightning bugs and all that kind of cool stuff. The obvious one in Columbia to me is the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is the zoo that we have here in Columbia?
It's amazing.
I don't think
Beautiful.
People realize how incredibly special that zoo is. It's one of the top 10 in the country. And along with the zoo, you've got the botanical gardens. Some of the walking can be hard in the botanical gardens, but they have paths for people who struggle with walking. And it's such a great place. And if you go on a Tuesday at 12, you don't have the crowds that you have on a Saturday
sure.
at 12.
Sure.
I know a lot of people who walk the malls. Now, I'm not a great believer in that, but if you do have allergies and you don't want to be outside this time of year, make sure you go to the mall at a safe time. There are times that the mall is not really great. You don't want to be there with all the kids on a Saturday, but still on a Monday or during the week, during the morning, it's not a bad place to be.
Sure. I was about to ask about that, about the retail spots. So if we think about like downtown Five Points where, you know, it's like a cute little village, there's bookstores, there's the soap store, there's the skateboard shop, like there's some like cool
there's
little
fun stuff. And you can stop and have coffee someplace, go to the gourmet shop and have lunch.
And plenty of benches there and fountains to sit and rest.
Yeah, there's all kinds of places.
Sure.
And all the parks, like I know Crooked Creek Park has wonderful outside walking, but they also have inside walking. And, if you need to be inside and need to be on a level playing field, that's not a bad idea either. Look at the parks. Look at the leisure centers and see what they have. And there are some churches that you might attend that have gyms as well.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that. Walking is wonderful. And you guys were talking about walking pet therapy, basically,
sure.
is what
sure.
I call
mm-hmm.
it.
Sure.
I have to walk my dog, whether I want to or not, twice a day. And it is probably the best thing I do for myself because it does change your mindset. So if you have a pet, take your pet with you. Have to be on leashes most of these places. Check the rules. But like on Palmetto Trail, you can take your pet as long as they're on the leash and get them out too. It's good for everybody to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a perfect time of year. Another fun thing.
I'm over here like, just load up on the FloNase.
Like I said, wear a mask.
You'll be just fine.
You'll be okay. And, with the wind blowing, it's really not as bad out there.
Right.
And the rain does help. Pick a day that after the rain. And usually if you pick a day after the rain, there are not a lot of people out because it's wet and stuff.
So. Yeah. If you go out, right after it has rained, definitely. Yeah. And you get that temporary reprieve from it.
Yes.
What about just like local, like in your neighborhood, walking around where your neighbors are and that kind of thing too?
That's always good. I was thinking of, getting out and doing something different because that's stimulating for people who have dementia, get them and make them think about different places. But, I walk Ruger every day in the same pathways all the time. And it's, it's fun. You see different things as the flowers are coming out, as the trees are starting to bloom. You get to meet your neighbors. It never hurts to get to meet your neighbors.
Right,
yeah. And in most neighborhoods, it changes. People are moving and coming and going. So, meet new folks all the time that way.
Yeah.
It's a great stimulation for you. And if somebody has dementia and you're worried about them, that gives them comfort zone. They know their neighborhood. And people will know them. Oh, that's Mrs. Jones' mother. She walks her all the time. I know who that is, and she shouldn't be out here. That kind of thing.
Well, and a walk, too, it's about strength as well, and being upright has got core strength working with it, too. So even if it's not a vigorous pace, like some kind of cardio,
don't have to run a marathon.
Yeah, just being out. So would you recommend certain amounts of time? Like, are we thinking, 5 minutes at a time, 12 minutes at a time, like build up
if
or something?
If you haven't been walking, mm-hmm. I would encourage you to start slow and build up. I mean, anything you do, I even mentioned bike ride later on. If you're riding a bike, don't do it all at one time. Don't kill yourself. It's not worth it because you want to be able to do it every day. You don't want to wear yourself out that first day you go out.
Right.
I would, I walk about 45 minutes a day. It's a 2-mile walk from my dog and myself. And so that's fine with me, but I've been doing it a long time.
Right.
If you haven't, I would suggest you take what you can. It also depends on the terrain. It's easier to walk the Palmetto Trail than it is to walk out at Dreer Island State Park.
Right.
Where you have lots of hills and rocks. The other places you don't.
Or to walk campus. Where I'm like,
okay, that's right.
I did not know there were so many uphills on campus. Where
right.
are the downhills?
There aren't any. And I remember the first time I went to Clemson and went to go to the parking place for a football game, I thought I was going to die before I got there.
Oh, yeah.
I really did. I it was painful. So if you're not used
lots
to
of
that.
Hills on campus at Clemson, that's for sure. Yeah. We call it getting into football shape, being able
yes.
to walk the hills at Clemson, yeah.
Well, again, I think the important thing to take away from the discussion here is not being stuck in your house.
Right.
And
do
getting
something
out.
New.
Find some energy. Find something that stimulates you both physically and emotionally.
Yes.
And there are, there's so many different things in Columbia that you can do.
Honestly,
limitless things to do here.
When I started researching this, I kind of had to stop my list because it could go on for a very long time.
Sure.
Columbia is not just a old capital city with nothing to do. There's a lot of stuff in this
Absolutely.
Area.
Absolutely. There's
great.
A ton of stuff to do.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We've got Karen with us from Oakley Village. It's our Positive Points on Aging. Second half is right around the corner after the Fox Business Report on The Point.
Mornings with Kev. Local talk radio experience continues now from the Bark Fireside Studios.
Closing in on 9 o'clock. Glad you're with us. It's 8:51 here at The Point. positive points on aging. We've got Casey and we've got Miss Karen here with us from over at Oakley Village. I'm Kev. Thank you for listening in. We've been talking about important things here with the first day of spring.
Yes.
To get on out and do and get active and some of the things. And there's just so many things that I guess some people just don't realize. We have great, great tools. A lot of them very inexpensive or free.
Or free.
Exactly. That you can get out and do in the Midlands area to really, really get the blood flowing and,
yep.
and help yourself and obviously
your loved ones.
I was going to say and your loved ones. So.
You know, the whole idea, folks, is to start something new, do something different, get some stimulation going, and get our lives active again. One thing that's not an outside thing but is really good for all of us is a yoga or a Tai Chi class. Those are wonderful things for people to do. Stretching, as we get older, we're not as bendable as we used to be. And so it's great for people to get out and just attempt it. You don't have to do it right. You don't have to be perfect. I know it's hard to do Tai Chi when you first start, but it's really cool. And you can do it outside. There are outside classes places, and it's fun. So get out and do some stretching in a yoga class or a Tai Chi class and meet some new people and get engaged and start to feel healthier. That's a really good thing to do. Another thing that's kind of obvious, but maybe people don't think about it if you live on the northeast side of town, is Lake Murray. There's so much you can do on Lake Murray. You can rent kayaks. You can go walking around. You can go fishing. There's the spirit of Lake Murray that will take you out for a boat ride. Now, it's not cheap. That's something that is going to cost. But if you want to go see the Purple Martins when they get here in July, go get on the Spirit of Lake Murray and take a cruise out on the lake. It's great. You can rent boats for the lake. It's really a nice place to be, and there are, you know, there are parks. Some of the parks get really busy in the summertime, but this time of year they're not bad.
Sure.
So go check out Lake Murray, particularly if you haven't lately. It changes all the time. There are new houses and old houses and new developments, but it's still kind of fun to get out there and do stuff. Depending on stimulation and your like or dislike of crowds, I love Soda City.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah, great.
But if you are a person with dementia or if stimulation and people are not your thing, I don't encourage it. But
right.
Or if you don't like dogs because people bring their dogs. It's a great place to go, though. And there's all kinds of cool things to look at, things that you didn't know people were doing in this area. And you can get food. You can try out all kinds of cool stuff. So if you haven't done Soda City on a Saturday, I don't even know what time they start. Do you know, Casey?
Yeah, they start at 10. I was just thinking that, like, if you can get out there kind of early,
yeah.
Then, you know, maybe beat the crowd out there. But, yeah, so I've got students that are selling at Soda City right
oh, cool.
now. And they're out there at 8 o'clock for setup.
Right.
And you can't – they don't let cars in after, like, 8:15 or something
right.
like that. And then – so, yeah, I mean, you could probably – honestly, if you're just looking to walk around, you're not necessarily looking to buy – you can probably get out there as early as 8:30
yeah.
as while people are still setting up, and you can park relatively close because there's not going to be anybody there
there's
yet,
not people
right?
There, yeah.
But yeah, I'd go out there, and if you're just going to go up and down the street there, there won't be much of a crowd. The vendors are all still setting up. I'd get out there really early.
It's great. It's a nice way to see Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Main Street is pretty. You don't just have to stop at Soda City. You can keep on going. The State House,
exactly.
And that leads right to it because it has tours there. It's a fun place.
Oh,
to
the
go.
Grounds of the walk in the grounds of the
yeah.
State House. And there's a lot of places to stop and sit down
benches.
And
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of shade actually mm-hmm. on the perimeter of the State House too. So yeah, I'd definitely recommend
this
that.
This time of year, think about the flowers. Think about the cool thing. I know that's the pollen producers, but it's still beautiful to see all the azaleas and things blooming this time of year. So yeah, get out and do some of that sort of stuff. Okay, so you're not an outdoor person and you don't want to get outside and do stuff. Take your loved one. Try an art class. Art classes are really therapeutic. Why not find something? Again, a lot of the senior centers or the parks in your area, Crooked Creek Park, Seven Oaks Park, they offer those kinds of classes. Take a class and bring your loved one with them and laugh. You don't have to have a great painting. You know, if you're a paint and pour kind of person, those things are fun to do too. Get a group of people and go do some paint and pour classes. Artwork's kind of fun. I hate it personally because I feel like a complete and total idiot. However, I'm a musician. I'm not an artist. I don't make any bones on that one. It's a fun thing to do with people. And to get out there and try something different.
And the Richland Library has a great list of things that they do. Ah. And when you said the art classes, that reminded me. If you go on Richland Library's website, some of them are at their different satellite branches. Like we've got one in Blythewood and over in the northeast side, like that they'll have little classes, but they'll have author readings, they'll have story times and those kinds of things. They'll have puzzle contests. Like the Richland Library's got a ton of indoor things that would be really conducive to this as well.
And you don't think about it, but there's a Richland Library over in Ballantyne as well, because it's part of Richland County.
Yeah.
Lexington, I'm sure, has the same thing. You need to explore, and going online is the easiest thing to do. I encourage everybody to dive into Dr. Google at this point and see what's out there that you might be interested in. And, you know, so you've always wanted to do it. Try it out and see. The other thing that I like to mention this time of year, because everybody likes to plant plants, but garden centers are wonderful places to just wander around in this time of year.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy anything. They don't really care. They prefer that you to buy something.
True.
But most garden centers have such cool plants out there and beautiful things for you to look at.
Oh, and beautiful pottery, too. A lot of times they'll have really unique pots for plants as well.
And just garden stuff like chimes or bird baths, that kind of thing. It's just a fun thing to do. And then get your loved one out. And you don't have to plant flower beds. You can do potted plants. And you can sit at a table and put in some bulbs and watch them grow on your back deck. It's a really fun thing to do. I just bought a plant that I grew up with my aunt, some pink lilies of the valley. And I'm going to put them in a pot because they don't do here in Columbia. It's too hot. And I'll put them in my house and I'll grow them inside. But how fun. I can remember my aunt looking at these things as they grow. And it's going to be gorgeous. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Get your hands dirty. It's not a bad thing to do. There's also a lot of musical things going on around Columbia. USC has so many great things. Newberry Opera House. People forget that Newberry Opera House is here, and it's an amazing
place.
Newberry's a cute little town, too. Yeah. If you haven't been walking around Newberry lately, I mean, goodness gracious, it is fun to go up there and spend the day in Newberry.
Yeah, Phil and I just went to a restaurant up there that we didn't know existed, and we were laughing at how many cool little restaurants are there and how many little shops. And just go wander around and explore. Little Mountain has all the antique shops in the world. Just go explore. If you're dealing with somebody with dementia, they might really enjoy an antique shop because they get to see all that cool stuff that they grew up with.
Go back in time a
There's
little bit.
There's a good number of art festivals happening right now, too, like Arts on the Ridge happening up at Ridgeway, like these kinds of things where you can go out just for the afternoon and see local artists out there.
Free Times does a great job of getting that stuff out there, too.
Yeah.
They really give you the information. But if you have any more questions, give me a call at Oakleaf Village at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
You killed it today.
Thanks,
you
Darren.
Crushed
it. Good to be back.
Good to have you back, and you did really well. Thank you for that. That'll wrap it up for us. Thank you very much, Casey. Thank you very much, Karen. I'm Kev. Have a great day. Watch out for that pollen and smile. Mornings with Kev.